The pioneers gave up their safety, their comfort, and sometimes their lives to build our new West. They were determined to make the new world strong and free, an example to the world. Some would say that those struggles are all over, that all the horizons have been explored, that all the battles have been won, that there is no longer an American frontier. And we stand today on the edge of a new frontier, the frontier of unknown opportunities and peril. Beyond that frontier are uncharted areas of science and space, unsolved problems of peace and war, unconquered province of ignorance and prejudice. I'm asking each of you to be pioneers towards that new frontier. My call is to the young in heart, regardless of age. Can we carry through in an age where we will witness not only new breakthroughs in weapons of destruction, but also a race for mastery of the sky and the rain, the ocean and the tides, the far side of space, and the inside of men's minds? All mankind waits upon our decision. A whole world looks to see what we shall do. And we cannot fail that trust, and we cannot fail to try.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest joining us now needs absolutely no introduction, so naturally I'm going to introduce him. Men want to be him, women want him, and so do the cops. It's Santos Bonacci. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you looking out for me and inviting me to talk with you. It's been great, Vinnie. How are you going?
Well, this is, after we finish this little segment here, this is going to be my fifth or sixth hour of radio today or something. My brain's buzzing. I was talking to a friend before about a bodybuilding terminology of like a second wind, you know, when you're just about to die, when all your muscles are burning and then suddenly, pow, you got the energy back. And I've just kind of like launched into my second wind after the elections ended in New Zealand. So I'm doing really, really fantastic. The reason I'm calling you is because I had a Facebook follower ask me if there was a wanted poster about you that was legitimate. And also I called up Max Egan, who's very, very crook right now, just earlier today, and he sent me an article about you being wanted. So I wanted to get your story on it and actually share it with the listeners.
Yep, it's true. Apparently they're saying there's two warrants, and that would be correct. The first one is for not appearing, quote-unquote, with the traffic toll incident that was settled with a bill of exchange. And so now the prosecution are going for, you know, not appearing, you know, because they want you to appear in person, which would be very, very detrimental to the individual. But anyway, then a couple of months later, I was contacted by a solicitor who rang me on my cell phone, actually, and he said, look, we're suing you. You know, the Victorian government solicitors are suing you. Jeff Chettle is a judge who's coming after you through the Attorney General's office and the Queen and common law. And by the way, all of these are in all caps, so they're all commercial entities that are coming after me. And I said to this solicitor, Daniel Jones, I said, no worries. Well, if you've got a summons, you can summons the dead, can't you? Then, you know, good luck on finding Santo Bonacci. I said, if you have a live man who has a verifiable claim against me, the living man, well, and a subpoena, well, then perhaps, you know, I might, you know, take note. But, you know, you've got a summons, and it's for Santo Bonacci, the all caps name. Now, they're trying to get me for contempt of court. So contempt of court, why would that be? Well, back in November when I was doing a lot of shows with radio with Kate of Gaia, we were doing email bombs to all the court houses and police stations and mayors and of cities and etc. and calling them out for people trafficking and, you know, using the birth certificate name for creating securities and bonds and enslaving people, etc. But I guess I went a little bit too far with my language in the emails. I was very, as usual, I'm not, you know, backward in expressing myself. And I suppose he didn't appreciate that. And apparently what I said on radio was detrimental to the case. He was hearing the case of a couple of friends of mine for drug charges. And eventually they pleaded guilty, whatnot, went to jail. And so they feel justified that, you know, there was good reason to judge people, administrate their estates and their trusts and put them in jail, use them as surety and traffic their energy and be people traffickers and a bunch of the bar is. They're a criminal organisation, and Jeff Chettle is number one criminal. He'll be wanted and in jail before I will, and that will be definitely true. He will eventually be dealt with, unfortunately. He's a big criminal. He's put a lot of my friends in jail, and he just loves killing people's souls. He's a murderer and a... I guess, you know, because he supports the organisation, which is the bar. And, you know, they've now in cahoots with Victoria Police and they've put out a wanted poster out.
I've got it actually here right in front of me. And it's interesting to note that the symbol of the Victoria Police is an upside down star.
Of course it is.
A nice satanic star, you know. There's nothing going on here. And there's, and also there's incidentally a black and white Masonic checker around all their little caps. So I'll read it out for the listeners. Wednesday, 15th October 2014, police are appealing for public assistance to help locate Santo, in brackets Sam, Bonacci. The 51-year-old man is wanted in relation to contempt of court charges and failing to answer bail relating to approximately 500 infringement notices. Two warrants have been issued and police have released an image in the hope someone can provide information on his current whereabouts. Incidentally, I was just looking at that image, Santos. It doesn't look like you. but the last time I saw you, you were shaved, so there's a difference. You kind of look like a bushman now, bro. It was awesome. The barefoot one.
Yeah.
And, Sam is described as having an olive complexion and is 150 centimetres tall with shoulder length, greying, wavy hair and a grey beard. He is believed to be frequenting the Myrtleford area. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or submit a confidential crime report at www.crimestoppersvic.com.au. That's Sergeant Sharon Darcy, the media officer, 37433.
Yeah, she'll go to jail too for incriminating herself there. Fancy using a human body as surety for their piece of sureties and bonds and slave trafficking, people trafficking documents that they put in their courts. I mean, and they want to use me as surety for their paperwork. No, thank you very much. No.
And how did this actually kick off? I mean, was this only just issued like yesterday?
Yeah, mate, yeah, around the 25th of last month of September, they did an ex parte hearing. Of course, I didn't go into their court. I did send a couple of letters to Daniel Jones, the acting solicitor. He's he wrote to me in an email and said, we are going to sue you, and so is I am going to sue you and the Attorney General. Pretty vague, isn't it? Yeah. So basically, it's just a corporation suing another government corporation. They're in fraud. That will be discovered soon. The whole world's realizing this. I've been preaching this for years now, and the world knows. They will back me, even people who don't like me, even people who, you know, are on the fence. They will just jump on this side. It's time now for the Great Awakening. And every single name that I collect from these mongrels that are doing this, to anybody for that matter, they will go to jail. But in particular, all the names that I collect from the individuals involved, they'll all be going to jail. I'll file a claim, and they'll be sitting in steel bars one day, probably rotting away where they deserve to for all the harm that they've ever done to individuals. Use them as surety. Fancy that. That's how low these criminals are. They're outlawed in all the universe. And they turn up in our courts and pretend to be judges. What a freaking joke, you know. These are just criminals. They're p-hearted criminals. Jeff Chettle is number one p-hearted dog, prick, mongrel, just a general all-round and he deserves what he's got coming to him. Whether it's in this life or in the afterlife, I will never forget his name. He will never forget mine. He will be the perennial loser. For all eternity, he will not win. You know, I know who I am, and I'm connected to upstairs. This guy is connected totally to downstairs, and that's the only connection he's got. It's totally disconnect from the living force creator God. And this is why they do their deeds of darkness, you know. Unfortunately, their lot and their judgment will be upon them very, very soon.
Now, I also wanted to just talk about you personally and how hard this has been on all of you. I mean, you've lost your car over this. I mean, are you holding up, like, mentally? How stressful is it?
Yeah, there's always stress because I don't like suspension. You know, no one likes suspense. I know I've got all the cards. I know that I've never committed a crime or hurt anybody in my life or harmed or injured. And my intent is pure. So the universe has already judged me because I know, you know, what's in my heart. Sure, I'm not happy with the language I've used in the past. I've said apology on Facebook to everybody. And in public, I've apologized. I've been very ruthless, harsh, cruel in my comments simply because, well, I just feel frustrated like others. They get frustrated when people seem to, you know, not heed the good word, yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, is there anybody being accusing you of being a psycho or anything like that? Because if you've apologized, it means you can't be one because they can't even give a false apology.
Yep. Well, I did apologize in one of the letters. I did do an apology for anything that person that I may have hurt. But see, the thing is, we're not dealing in persons. We're dealing in live men. Unless a live man who has first-hand witness and testimony of the facts can come forward and present those, which they can't because they haven't got any. There's no case really. They're just, you know, doing this to intimidate, scare all the other people around the world who have, you know, who know what I'm doing and bringing down the de facto criminal system of the Jesuits and the Fabians and the Freemasons and all of these criminals, the bar. Consciousness is just bringing their works down to nothing, reducing them to nothing, because the age that is upon us now is of enlightenment. There's no room for these, you know, the bond age and their securities and derivatives. The derivative market has been collapsed. It's over. Even if you want to quote the motu proprio of September 1st, declares that there's no immunity for the juridic person and anyone who hides behind it. So basically these entities, these bar entities, know that their days are numbered. I think they've only got a few years to clean up their act, but there's certainly a lot of good light-bearing individuals in all levels of all organisations who are sick of the enslavement. We've been vampirized. We've been chattelized. We've been
we've been turned into sheep, incidentally, by an organization called the Bar.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, you know, they leave their hints everywhere. You know, the highway that leads to Canberra is called the Barton Highway. Well, is that short for Bartown? Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, takes you from the M1 Princes Highway, takes you all the way to Canberra. Now, Canberra is basically another word for the High Priest of Ra, or Bra. So it's one of the largest governmental offices on the planet. There's pyramids everywhere. It's all about pyramids and sacred geometry and all that New World Order stuff. And
it's true. There's even a pyramid flagpole structure above the parliament or something like that, so it can channel Luciferian energy into all of the people in the government.
Yeah, yeah, it's very subtle, but all they are is just energy sappers, and it's time to just stop them from doing this. It's time to say, look, no more. We've had Roman slavery for 2,000 years. Before that, we had, I guess we had the Babylonian system, and before that, we had the ancient Egyptian system, which enslaved us, because all of these beautiful cultures, they all became corrupted, you know, by money entities, by usury, by interest, by businessmen. You know, they were infiltrated, banksters, criminals, people who want to live the high life at the expense of the slaves. And so they, you know, they converted Rome into a slave machine. And so, you know, the Inquisition is still on. In my presentations, that's what I teach, and I show how it is, the Inquisition. So what they're doing is they're just putting out, wanted notices to support their Inquisition. And, of course,
and let me guess, you didn't expect it, as in nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition?
Yeah, Monty Python, yeah.
Hey, in speaking of which, we were talking about the slaves, right? There are nearly 2,000 Facebook likes on this post here, man. So you actually have probably a good group of haters out there who don't like you, don't understand you, who actually will be looking for you.
Is that on the police side?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. They're all brainwashed idiots. Yeah.
Have you toyed with the idea of maybe turning yourself in and then overturning it in court, or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've got my options. Yeah, I'm just taking my time to, let people think what they want. I've been made to look stupid in the past, but my material stands, no one's debunked it, and I'm 100% correct. You know, when it comes to syncretism, as for law and stuff like that, I guess I lag behind. My knowledge is limited, like everybody else's, but when it comes to syncretism, that's firmly implanted now back on this planet. It's here to stay, and all the morons, I'm glad that they're ticking and liking and making comments, because those will be recorded forever, and they will look stupid forever, you know, when I'm fully redeemed, because, you know, these are supporters of the Inquisition, stupid morons who are supporting a pedophile organization. You know, run by oligarchic pedophiles. We know that. We've seen how many, many people have exposed this and been killed in the process. I knew I was going to make a target of myself 4 years ago when I started posting videos on syncretism and sovereignty. You know, I was told, I was warned. My parents, my mother, who's very, concerned about me, and she's always been there to tell me, oh, why don't you just stop it, and why don't you just go up into the quiet place and, you know, meditate and just do your own thing. Why do you have to worry about helping others? Why do you have to put all these messages out and everything like that? Well, I mean, I've got a responsibility. What I know is like a burden unless I share it. I need to share the truth of syncretism, and because I know how it works, and there's not many people out there that know how syncretism works. So that's why I've done it, and I've been pretty,
He who has the ability has the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your next move here? I mean, are you sitting here pondering your options, or are you actively evading capture? What?
just a bit of everything. I just I've taken time off to look after myself, and I'm still in the process of that. My health is not the best, really. I just discovered that I'm not hydrated, and takes a lot to get hydrated. You know, I've probably don't drink enough water, really, and. But even when you do drink water and you scull it down, it's just going to go straight through. You have to learn how to hold it in your mouth, swill it around, swish it around, put your own juices in it, and that way it holds it, you know. So I'm learning all these things and doing a lot of green juicing, fasting. I'm doing meditating, solar gazing. I walk on dirt, coconut oil pulling. I'm just trying to rehydrate the body and get it back to normal. That's my prime, you know, objective. That's priority.
For it now. Seems to me that if your body's constantly under stress, the nutrients will basically leach right out of you at an alarming rate, and that might be part of the reason for your health going awry, is this whole stressful situation, do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I've been 10 kilos underweight since 2009, early 2009. I just possibly had some food poisoning, according to a friend who gave me some herbal tea, which caused her mother to be in hospital for 6 months. I took the same tea. Now, I didn't end up purple and blue in hospital, but I do remember getting sick and things changing when I had this tea, and I just kept losing weight, and I was 63 kilos all my life, went down to 53, and haven't been able to put it on. But I'm doing things to increase the absorption in the stomach lining and intestines, etc., like apple cider vinegar with bicarbonate soda, mix it up, drink it, grape juice with a raw organic egg. You mix that up with some super greens. You take that in, that goes straight to the blood. So I'm doing a lot of self-feeding rather than putting lumps of food in my stomach and making my organs do all that digesting work and everything and rah, rah, rah. Goes straight to the cells, and I'm feeling really good with it. You know, I've been fasting a lot and doing that, and you can feel the energy, definitely. So I've got to get that right first and look after myself and then deal with these clowns and put a few of them in jail, hopefully.
All right. Well, is there anything you need from the listeners, any support?
I got a lot of support from friends all around the world and locally. So there's plenty of support. I just need, prayers and good energy, I guess, and we all do. I'm not the only one here suffering on this planet. As I suffer, everyone else does. Even those little goons who, happily go and eat corporate food and poison themselves and vaccinate themselves and breathe in chemtrails and drinking fluoridated water, even those guys there that I'm trying to help that are actually liking the police inquisition, they're suffering equally as I am. You know, Gaza is happening in our stomachs. It's happening in our heads. If it's happening on this plane, as Gandhi said and as Martin Luther King said, if there is injustice here, it is everywhere. If there is one person suffering in a prison over there, it is everywhere. For all of these oligarchs who have great big mansions full of security cameras and guards and protective services and shit scared because they know that they're killing and people trafficking, they're not happy either. You know, so if I'm not happy, everybody else will not be happy. If I'm happy, everybody else will be happy. So it's in everybody's interest to be happy and to get this right for everybody. If I've caused injury and harm to a living man, no worries. Well, I'll compensate. I'll have to. I should. And that is the universal law. Do no harm. So I'm good. I've never gone out of my way to intentionally harm anybody. And that's the way I will always live. And if they want to use my body as surety for their disgusting people trafficking derivative industry, well, that's them being the slave traders, not me.
Beyond this, how do you see it really playing out? I mean, do you have a theory? Do you have a vision? Something like that?
The vision will be all good in the end. There might be some humps and hurdles and bumps, but, you know, a lot of my brothers are in prison. A lot of my brothers are in hardship, suffering, dying, being abused, etc. I'm not the only one, and so, but I do know that all will be good one day for all who want it. These ones who are committing these crimes, I feel sorry for them, you know. On one level, I feel sorry for them because they do not know what they are doing and they are hurting themselves and piling up injury on their own shoulders, and they will have to bear that one day, the full brunt of it, and it's going to be sad.
There's an old saying, how do you expose the fascist? By making them act like it. And you've certainly made them act like it, Santos.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for your service to humanity, bro. And also, I wanted to... do you still have your website up, the universaltruthschool.com?
It is.
All right, so go to Santos's website there, ladies and gentlemen, universaltruthschool.com. He needs your love and good vibes and all of that jazz right now so he can get all it all sorted himself. You've been listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. This is a listener-supported broadcast, so if you want to support me, please do so. Thank you, Santos, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break. On my way to believe.